So far we've looked at verses from the Dhammapada concerned with the centrality of mind, that we are responsible for our life and for our actions. We've looked at the importance of overcoming hatred and cultivating love. And we've looked at mindfulness, looked at the emergence of higher states of consciousness, the jhanas, those highly concentrated and expanded and highly positive and blissful states. And the important thing to bear in mind about those states is that the jhanas, until you've attained wisdom or insight, they're not a permanent attainment. They can be gained and they can be lost. They're important in the overall task of transformation, but they're not permanent acquisitions, those higher states of consciousness. You can gain them and lose them. Hence the importance of alertness and effort, of keeping at it. You might find that you come to the end of a retreat and you feel, well, that's it. You know, I've really got everything sorted out now. I'm really positive, and I know the way forward. Well, it might not be as permanent as you think. What you've achieved, and you will discover that probably on the way home. Hence the importance of alertness and effort, and of keeping at it, keeping up your spiritual practice. Other things are important too. Spiritual friends are very important. Good supportive environments are very important for Buddhist practice. You need to keep the conditions for spiritual practice in place, internally and externally, until such time as your practice isn't actually dependent upon conditions. You know, that's when you enter the stream, as they call it. For there to be permanent transformation, irreversible transformation, or you become irreversible in the process of transformation, something else needs to happen, needs to open up. But very simply, we need to see things as they really are. We need to see things as they really are. We need to see with that highly concentrated, expanded and radiant consciousness into the very depths of life. And three verses describe what it is that we see. And these verses are found in chapter 20 of the Dhammapada, the chapter of the way, or the chapter of the path, the Mugga Bugga. All conditioned things are impermanent. When one sees this with insight, while one becomes weary of suffering, this is the way to purity. All conditioned things are painful. When one sees this with insight, one becomes weary of suffering. This is the way to purity. All things whatsoever are devoid of unchanging selfhood. When one sees this with insight, one becomes weary of suffering. This is the way to purity. And these three verses are very famous indeed, and they're central to all Buddhist traditions and schools. And they describe what are known as the three lakshanas, or insight into the three lakshanas, the three marks of existence, the three marks of the whole of existence, the whole of life. And the whole of life can be characterized by these three essential marks or signs: impermanence, suffering, and absence of selfhood. When you really see these three marks, you wake up, you're enlightened, you're liberated. Dead easy, dead simple.